you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this week is the TFG1 Mike.
Yes, I am the great one.
Yes.
See? Ha! I got away with it. Ha ha ha.
So self-bleeping style.
Exactly. It's always better than inserting animal noises, which you're known to do.
That was hilarious. I don't care.
That was not.
That was hilarious, especially when Dodd said stuff.
Well, yeah, that's obvious because, you know, Canada, but like other than that, no.
it was beautiful. I had fun with that.
So when's the last time I was on one of these shows recently? Like
it was like 3 episodes ago, I believe.
Okay, something like that.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Since that time, I finally have the masterful setup back. I have the desk here in the office. The office is still coming along. It's not fully realized yet, but I've got the 6-foot by 9-foot desk that I've had for the last 10-12 years at this point. So my dad brought that and the rest of my stuff up here from Kentucky and all that. So we got that set up. Working on getting everything else unpacked and put away still. Sometimes home ownership is just... Ugh.
Yeah, you're telling me this is the dude that's got a leak in his basement. And I'm like, I'm not looking forward to digging up the front yard.
Thank God we have one of, if not the driest basement in the town that we live in.
Yeah, I thought that until, like, this spring.
We thought it was going to be an issue, like, this past fall and winter, or this winter and spring when we moved in. It has rained so much. Like, we live right where our property line is, right on a creek. So we get to see the creek rise, and we get to see the ducks go swimming and all that kind of thing. I kind of feel like Tony Soprano in the first episode of The Sopranos way back when, where he had ducks in his pool. But we have little things in the yard where the water pools up and things like that. But other than that, the basement so far has stayed dry, thank God.
Yeah, I have to clean up water every time we get a good rain, which is not... very fun.
Fun at all.
And there's the fact that I need new siding for the entire house, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. it needs to be done bad because there's so many gaps and so many problems with the siding, and the fact that I'm pretty sure there's like holes in the wood underneath because it's not insulated very well.
How old is your house?
It's a 74.
Really?
The problem, though, is the guys that lived in our house before us, some of it's just poor construction from back then, cutting corners, but a lot of the stuff, too, like the stuff that's just kind of randomly thrown together, is because you had people trying to do it themselves on a good portion of things, which was not beneficial in any area there. So again, it's one of those things where you have to know your strengths. Like, I replaced a door, my screen door in the back, because it would slam every time the kids would open and close this stinking door. And we went to replace it and discovered that the wood around it, the wood frame, was rotted out.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to tear out the old one. And of course, it just peels out. I was using a crowbar and just pulling it out, and it was just like rip, 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 and then like wood was just like falling apart. It was all soaked. So I used caulk, and I when I put the new stuff in, I just sealed that crap right up.
Aha! Uh-huh. You just said you used a crowbar. You just killing joked your own, whatever that stupid story is.
Yeah. Death of the
You just committed death of the door.
Yep, I murdered that door good too.
That's right.
So yeah, that's the joys of home ownership, especially when you have, you know, a little bit of money to fix things. But that was that was before. I don't have money to fix it now. So
yeah,
if anything else goes.
for us, and I know this is boring the hell out of all the listeners, but for us, it's for Karen and I, it's like we just had to spend a certain amount of money buying and having a deck built on the front of the house because every concrete person to fix the concrete steps, they're like, you got to get a carpenter out here. You got to get a contractor out here. You got to raise half the house up in order to fix this. And we're just like, can we just build over it? Because what happened was the insurance company basically said, unless you fix these front steps, which we don't even use the front door. We just use the side door half the time.
Uninhabitable.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not going to be insured. So we just dropped a good chunk of change on a new deck and new stairs off the sun porch. And both of those were planned to, like, I originally wanted to build like a wraparound deck on the sun porch. Obviously that's not going to happen now, but that was like year two or year three of living here. And then right as the guy was finishing up the deck and all that, the water heater went out. We have a tankless water heater and it went out, and they're like, well, it's going to cost you this much to replace it back to a 40 or 50 gallon tank. If you get a new tankless, we got three quotes. One was $4,400, one was $3,800, one was $3,100. Well, yeah, between the new deck and the hot water heater, we're house poor. Not really, but like, oh my God. So, yeah.
So speaking of things, you know, dying and running out of money, Joffrey's last day of life is today.
He means Jeffrey, folks. It's time to grow up. You can't be a Toys R Us kid anymore.
Well, it's funny because Danner posted this funny picture saying, I'm not crying, you're crying. And it shows the Toys R Us giraffe wearing a hat, glasses, and a Hawaiian shirt with a suitcase. Which, I'm sorry, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but that's just wrong art.
Well, it's funny because there's another image somebody commented with. It says, I don't want to go, I'm sorry. And then it shows it being pixelated, like Thanos just wiped him out with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yep.
And I was like, ha ha. But yeah, it really is sad that it's going away. However, the current president of the company, I believe, is trying to come up with collateral and money to try and reboot the company sooner rather than later. You know, instead of pulling a Toys R Us and, you know, going out of business and you know, mid-2000s and then deciding that they're going to come back into the fold. They're like, no, we want to do it now. So I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do. As far as that's concerned,
I heard KB was going to buy them out.
Well, they didn't buy them out. They bought up a lot of their locations and their purchase orders for the Christmas season. But I'm wondering what that's going to entail.
Yeah, me too.
Because I know they're coming back, and I know that they're going to have like a new dynamic. And I talked about it on a previous episode that KB is actually going to they're going to have toy designers guesting. You know, like almost like how you would go to a Comic Con and meet an actor or a voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have people that have physically designed the toys come in and show off, you know, and be there for autographs and for stuff like that as a method of drawing people in. So it's like a little mini toy Comic-Con, in a sense.
Mm.
And then they're planning on having a specialist that will help you, whether you've got kids or otherwise, to kind of help you find this, you know, whatever it may be, or something that may interest you based on what you've purchased or what you may purchase or things like that. So it's kind of an interesting approach. And I read that they're going to have a lot of pop-up locations like in malls and stuff like that until they can kind of figure out the markets and figure out which areas are going to have the best return during the seasons. And then those areas will graduate to a full-time store location in that area. So it's kind of an interesting thing. And they even said some of their old locations in a lot of those malls and, shopping centers would be taken over by them once more when they come back in full force next month.
Very cool.
I'm kind of excited to see that, but it is really sad looking at a lot of the Time to Grow Up comments and then pictures of everybody in front of Toys R Us saying it's, you know, everything must go, cool, you know, close out, 90% off. Which when we went in there 2 weeks ago, they didn't have barely anything that we would have cared about. So
That's true.
So, but yeah, it's the end of an era, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Just like everything that's old, it goes away. It either comes back and, you know, transforms and transcends, or just it dies. It dies in a fire, big dumpster fire.
Just remember, everybody, the seeds of the future are
lie buried in the past.
Yeah, well, they lie buried somewhere else too.
In your yes area.
In your, no, that's in your no area.
In your anal cavity. Yes.
God. Oh, God, that's funny.
That's the clean way of saying it.
I've been, yeah, but that's not very funny.
In your cornhole.
It's no, oh God, no. It's not Beavis Megatron. no.
Cornhole.
Stop. Have you seen the latest news about the Disney winning the antitrust thing, getting closer to buying Fox?
You mean because they're not going to take the sports package?
Probably.
that's what I read anyway. They're going to get around it by not. They're like, hey, can we do this and not buy the sports package? You know, like we want a la carte Fox. We don't want full Fox.
Yeah, full frontal foxing is not, you know, advised for a mouse.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to take Fox. Just give us what we want.
Isn't that what we've been saying about cable for years now?
Yeah, and look what happened. Now everybody's got an app. They're like, you've got an app, and you've got an app. And basically everybody's going to have an app, and so you're still going to be paying for multiple services, and it's going to cost as much as if you just paid for cable in the first place. The only benefit is you get on-demand, and you get the entire like gamut of all of their content, which is the only benefit of it, is that you get everything that has to do with that company, which is nicer than saying, hey, you get cable, and then you got to do pay-per-view to get the movie you want to watch.
Speaking of apps and television and things, congrats! You've just taken a Skykanga-sized leap towards experiencing DC like never before. We've added your name to our exclusive list, which means you'll be among a select group of DC fans who will receive the latest updates, content reveals, special offers, and much more. So be sure to stay signed up. DC Universe app.
So, yeah, speaking of the app... or service, the Ultimate DC Membership, first of its kind digital experience designed for DC fans. I love the wallpaper that they have for this. And then they've got a teaser. It says original, you know, exclusive original series. So you get like Titans, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, Young Justice, Outsiders, and Harley Quinn. And then you've get like the animated films, you know, like Justice League, Flashpoint Paradox, Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
Then you get like the old legendary films of the original Superman and Tim Burton Batman, and they've got the animated series, you know, and Wonder Woman TV series. All of it's in HD, like everything is in HD. And then they're going to also have the comics, so you'll be able to add to your digital long box from a curated list of modern and classic digital comics.
Yeah.
So like they're gonna have like Action Comics number 1 to Rebirth, like, so you'll basically get to have everything.
Right, but as far as I understood it, was it's also gonna rotate out. Like though, like,
it will. It will.
Yeah, those aren't gonna stay there the whole time. Like, yeah, no, they're going. The comics will rotate out, and things will change. And the only thing I'm interested about this at all for is the television side of it, the television and movie side of it, the animation side. I go through Comixology for all my comics, and as long as DC Comics is still having you buy stuff on Comixology, I'm more than happy to pay for my issue of Batman Beyond every month, because that's essentially the only series I'm currently reading from DC.
I think they'll still do that with the newer stuff. I think they'll have, like, maybe a rotation of, like, the new stuff show up in there, but
right.
I think you'll see more of the old content floating its way in there, because you can't physically actually buy it anymore. Unless you're, you know, unless they have it on Comixology or something. So, I mean, I see, you know, them definitely rotating it frequently. And then eventually I see, because I haven't heard any other company doing this, as far as having their own digital comic reader built into their service, which I think is kind of a first. So, like, you'll be able to read your comics on a big screen TV, which they have in their little advertisement for it as well. I think it'll be interesting, because I think eventually they're going to make it so that you have to buy the comics through their app instead of other services. I think eventually. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think they're going to just try and get people to bite on the service first. And I think eventually we're going to see the CW shows leave Netflix and come over here.
Yeah.
But I think that'll be an eventuality. I think that they're going to focus on stuff that you really can't get anywhere else at the moment. And then kind of drag you in further that way. And they're also going to have members-only merchandise, like a special store, kind of like Maddie Collector, but not as crappy. They're going to have the 20-inch, or not 20-inch, like the 10-inch all-new Justice League animated series action figures.
Oh, cool.
Very similar to how they came out with the Batman the Animated Series and the New Adventures.
Right.
Figures, and so they've got, you know, the entire Justice League that you can get in this style.
Yeah, they've got Batman, Green Lantern, Superman, Hawk Girl, The Flash, Martian Manhunter, Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I saw the pictures for that recently.
Yeah, it's on their little teaser for the thing, and there's a press release that's actually out. And then they're also going to have basically a forum of sorts to debate and discuss all things DC with legendary talent and DC fans in their fan focused discussion forums. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they do there. I did check out their press release, which just came out today, actually. It says that you can also have win premium rewards and participate in sweepstakes and contests. They'll also have the latest news there before anywhere else, and then a DC encyclopedia of sorts that you'll be able to kind of search through, which will be kind of interesting as well. And then they're going to have, you know, right now they've got the opportunity to sign up for beta access, which is open in August. And beta access will give members a chance to test the new digital experience and provide feedback on the early version of the service before it goes live later in the fall. Which I'm really hoping that we get our hands on, because I'm very, very, very interested in seeing how this plays out.
Yep.
And then, of course, they're going to, you know, I love that everything is going to be high def in this. Even the old content's going to be transfers that are HD. So it'll be a great thing for nostalgia fans, and you won't have to buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
No DVD cases to take up space. You just pay for the service, and it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an app. So, they're going to have all this, which I think is kind of interesting, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what they do, because I'm more of a DC fan than I'm a Marvel fan overall, so I'm officially biased on that front. but I'm more intrigued, because then I can check out older stuff and not have to rely on other services or digging out DVDs for things that I would rather just pull up.
Yeah.
On demand, easy access, because I'm lazy.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to certain things, I'm lazy. that's definitely coming, and I'm very stoked for that, to be honest. The other thing, I don't know if you have any more thoughts on it before we move on.
I mean, if I still had my DVD collection, I would still be putting my Batman Beyond DVDs into a DVD player or, you know, whatever. But My problem with some of the, and even then, I mean, I'm not on Netflix as much as I used to be. I still use the service. I'm more on Hulu than anything else at this point, but I still use both. Even with those two things, you know, things come and go. And like, if you're going to have, let's say the entirety of the DC animated universe be there, I want it to stay there. I want to be able to look at it when I'm 75 years old.
Well, like, and this is the thing too. We go through eras where things change. I don't see the app era going away anytime soon because that, but look how fast we move from VHS tapes to DVDs to Blu-rays to streaming. I mean, that was all within the span of like 15 years, really. Yeah. I mean, when you stop to consider it, like when it was actually mainstream. Like the 90s, we were still doing VHS tapes, like primarily through the end of the 90s and early 2000s, and DVDs had hit at the end of the 90s, and then Blu-rays hit shortly thereafter in the mid 2000s, and so it was a pretty quick progression between formats, and I think that this is kind of where it's going to be at this point because nobody buys that stuff anymore. At least nobody, in the sense of like buying all of it. I think that there are certain things that they instantly go to the bargain bin, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to buy things strictly based on like the box art, which is stupid, but
I mean, if it emulates what you remember the show being or whatever, no, it's not stupid at all. I mean, I used to do that too all the time, but it would always be something that I would want to own.
Yeah. Like, I didn't go out of my way.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, same token, like, the other problem with the services is that they don't tell how much.
Yeah, they don't give you a price point yet.
I think that's going to get explained when they have people in the beta test program and they survey them.
Yeah.
On feedback. I think that that's going to come up during that point, and I think we'll have more of an idea.
I would get... Okay, so... Just using Hulu as an example, because it's a better example for me for television than Netflix is. Hulu has multiple things now. They have the $7.99 ad package or limited ad package. They have the $11.99 no ads package. They have more packages that include actual live television with it, so you don't actually have to buy cable. You can just have like a Apple TV or a Google Chromecast or something, and just have you don't have to have a cable package if you pay through Hulu. And then they have the ad. Like the only other reason why I like Hulu so much without having to have premium channels on my cable package is I can spend like $8 extra a month to have Showtime or whatever on Hulu versus whatever it is for Comcast or whatever. It's all crazy. Like you said, there's an app for everything. They all want different prices. They all want this. They all want this. If I'm predicting something, and this is usually your domain, if I'm predicting something with the DC Universe app, it's probably going to be close to anywhere from $5.99 to $12.99 a month is what I would say. It's somewhere in that range.
I would think if it's not... at the lower end of that spectrum, I have a feeling it's going to flop.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's going to have about the same amount of people digging into it as the CBS All Access. Now, if they had come out with a Warner Brothers app service and had all of this on there, plus, you know, all of the DC comic stuff and all of their, like, Animaniacs, Freakazoid, you know, and all of their film library, you know, Lord of the Rings and everything else, that would be a no-brainer bank, like...
For $10 a month or $12 a month,
And you can realistically do it. Whereas, like, you have these draws of the older stuff, but and IGN wrote this article, which I don't normally like half the stuff that they reference, but I think they're hitting kind of a thing, because they said that it kind of worries them on this. Batman 66 is nowhere to be found.
The movie the movie is, not the TV series.
The TV series is nowhere to be found.
Right.
And Smallville is not on there. None of the CW series.
Yeah, okay.
Which I get, the CW series that are ongoing right now, they have a contract thing with Netflix for right now, so I get it.
And they also have a contract with Hulu, because that's where Smallville is right now.
Well, all of these companies own a piece of Hulu.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying.
But yeah, it may be there right now, but I think that's part of the... part of the thing that they'll eventually have to separate and bring it in to garner more people into this. And then the fact that, you know, they're saying that the DC thing is kind of the answer to the Marvel Unlimited subscription service. So it'd basically be the same. But again, the price is definitely going to be a stopper if they don't do it right. So, I mean, like... $5 maybe a month, and then or $50 a year or something in that, you know,
yeah,
in that lineup, I think would be a pretty safe bet. And I see them trying to go for more.
Oh yeah,
then again, they may not, because AT&T just bought out Warner Brothers, which owns DC Comics, and so it could still be the low end, because AT&T is not a poor company and they have their own services for everything. So it could end up actually being strengthened by AT&T saying, hey, we need all of our stuff back in our playground. Thank you very much.
So how about some Star Wars news? This was posted about 40 minutes ago by Steven Stanton, who is one of the voice actors in Star Wars Rebels. He says, it's been a great couple of days for Star Wars Rebel fans. Last night, the series won Best Animated TV Series at the Saturn Awards 2 years in a row, and today we get the news that the Season 4 Blu-ray and DVD comes out July 31st.
Nice.
Speaking of Star Wars, I have finally seen The Last Jedi. I don't understand why people call it a steaming pile of dog dung.
There are elements of it that are crap. I'm not saying the whole movie's crap. I found that entire scene with Finn going to the smuggler planet thing, or like the, not the smuggler planet, but the thing to get that...
the casino?
Yeah, Benicio Del Toro, I found that whole scene to be worthless in the grand scheme of things. It was just something for them to do on screen, literally.
It was, but I think it made sense because of, obviously, he betrayed them in the end, obviously.
But that whole thing was just a setup so they could have Phasma and Finn fight.
Well, yeah.
Which was stupid at the same time.
Haven't you wanted to see them fight since, you know, he left the First Order?
No, I was content with her being in the trash compactor and like Han suggested, and then just leaving her there.
I enjoyed The Last Jedi. I don't give a crap what anyone says. I enjoyed it. I'm gonna have to go back and watch all 8 again at some point, but it's probably the one Star Wars movie that I actually laughed at several scenes legitimately. I love all the stuff with the Falcon. I love all the stuff with Luke.
I liked Luke more when he had Yoda around. And then I liked Luke at the very end. But I didn't like emo Luke.
Well, you know, he is his father's son. Yeah. So,
well... At least he didn't fall so far down the tree that, you know...
That's true.
I'm going to be like Vader.
That's true. Did we ever cover... We did Force Awakens on M-Wire.
Mm-hmm.
I remember most everyone, and maybe including us, said something about, oh, it's just a New Hope reimagined with different characters or something.
It basically was.
Okay, so... to me, The Last Jedi... and I know I'm going to get blasted for this by you and by everybody else, but I don't care. This is just my personal opinion. My opinion does not affect the Geekcast Radio Network or Altered Geek here. I felt there are two halves to this movie.
One was letting the past die, because there's a lot of scenery explaining that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not where I was going to go with it, but two parts to this movie. One part is all of the space stuff, all of the sci-fi fighting stuff in space and everything else, and all the blowing up of everything. The other part is the planet side part. Whatever is going on whatever planets, whether they're in the casino, whether they're on whatever the final planet was. I don't think it was Tatooine. No. I don't remember off the top of my head. It looked like, I'm like,
it was,
oh,
Dantooine,
hey,
Tatooine, I think.
Okay, I'll have to look at it again. I'm not looking it up right now. I'm just trying to give my opinion without actually clicking my mouse or typing anything into my computer here. So here's what I think about this. I feel that The Last Jedi is a combination of set pieces that mash up Empire and Return of the Jedi. Because if you look at Empire, it was mostly all space stuff, except when they were in Cloud City. And if you look at Jedi, it was Return of the Jedi. It was both in space and in the forest on Endor. So this whole movie with The Last Jedi, I felt like it was a combination of everything of the original two sequels. And it had different character moments. It had this whole thing with Snoke, Rey, and Kylo, because calling him Ben is just weird. I know that was what his original name was, but he's emo Kylo Ren. At least he wasn't as emo this movie, thank God. I don't think he's going to last as the Supreme Leader, though. I hope to God not.
I think he'll either turn to the light side in Episode 9, or he'll die. One of the two. Mm. But in going with the theme of the Skywalkers being wiped out, I think he'll be gone.
Yeah. They did Carrie Fisher justice in this movie. Loved everything with Leia. That was so great.
Did you love the Force powers of coming back from the dead in space?
Oh, yeah. That was super cool. I was like, wait, really? Come on. I was actually waiting for Luke to show up in an X-Wing or something.
It's Space Mary Poppins there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But Luke, I liked when he came to do the battle.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the Empire standing in front of him.
Yep.
And then he's just taunting Kylo, and he's doing, you know, all this stuff. And Kylo's too stupid to realize that he's a hologram.
It's not him, yeah.
Because there's no footprints.
Yeah.
He looks younger. He's clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the blue lightsaber, which Kylo didn't see get destroyed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing, like, he did the blue lightsaber purposely to taunt Kylo. Like, he could have done the green one easily, but he did the blue one to taunt him, to get him mad, to bide time for the others to get away. And he was constantly, like, just screwing with him. Whether it was the wiping the pebbles off his shoulders or doing the other stuff. But Kylo didn't realize that the lightsabers never actually touched. Or never tried to touch, and it was hilarious to look at. But I was sad that Luke died at the end.
I was, but I wasn't.
But I was, but seeing what Yoda could do as a Force ghost, I was like, there's no reason why Luke can't come back. Although there's rumors that Obi-Wan is going to be back in the 9th movie with
Cool.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a good film overall. By the way, that planet was Crait.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was overall a good movie. A lot of people whined about it. I mean, it wasn't the most solid writing, but it was different. Still can't be as bad as Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, no, nothing can be as bad as Attack of the Clones. The planet at the end where he died was Octu.
No, that's where Luke died. I was saying the planet that they were all fighting on was Crait.
Oh, the planet they're all fighting on. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love that planet. Because I thought Yeah, I thought it was just salt. I thought it was a different version or like an aged version of Tatooine, because you look at that door, you look at that base.
It does remind me of Jabba's Palace.
Yeah, like, it was the first thing I thought of was Jabba's Palace. I'm like, hey.
But, yeah, so moving into a little bit different territory of television.
Yes,
summer TV. What do you watch when there's nothing new on? Because I've kind of run into this boat too. Of I'm like, what's there to watch? I'm like, I really don't know.
I mean, there are new things. There are mid season shows and things like that. And some are good, some are not. I don't think you watch this, and I know most people probably aren't gonna. We might have a few people out there listening that like the show. Shades of Blue is finally back. It's a J-Lo and Ray Liotta series about cops and things like that. There's a new series right now called Reverie on NBC. I absolutely love it. It's super fun. It's got Dennis Haysbert in it. And Sarah Shahi, I believe is how her name is pronounced. I could be wrong. She was in Person of Interest as Shaw. If you ever saw that. Okay, well, anyway. That's a cool series. For me, I tend to go back and watch older stuff, depending, or I'll catch up on stuff that I had not seen in the main fall season kind of a thing. Summer is usually my time to go back and rewatch something that I haven't seen in a while or whatever. There have been a couple of summers before I met my wife that I would watch Beast Machines at least once a summer for the last couple of years, because love that show. With our Xfinity package, we have the El Rey Network, which you'd think it's all in Spanish or whatever, but it's not. It's mostly in English. And they run all the old 80s action shows like Knight Rider and A-Team and Airwolf and things like that. So my routine right now, I wake up every morning around 4:30, 5 o'clock, watch 2 hours of Knight Rider, 7 o'clock in the morning, I start editing podcasts or getting posts ready or whatever, and I do that 7 days a week at this point. And then the rest of the day is usually life stuff or recording or whatever. And my wife, Karen, she's like, how can you go back and watch that? I watch a series once and then I'm done. I'm like, I just like watching the stuff that I like. I don't care how many times I've seen it. I still enjoy it. I'd rather watch something to enjoy it than watch it to see it and then move on.
Well, here's the funny thing, just coming from my perspective. I rarely go back and watch an animated series unless it's like BTAS or Beast Wars or Beast Machines or something that's older. I rarely go back and watch. However, I do get an inkling every now and again to go back, and then I'll blitz through like however many episodes I really want to watch, and then I'll move on to something else. I've been blitzing through Star Trek, TNG, and DS9 lately. The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, for those that don't know the acronyms. But and then I've just been kind of cycling through just jumping through their entire 7-year catalog and just randomly playing episodes in no particular order, just something that catches my eye that particular day, and then I watch it. Like I was having a down day the other day and somebody suggested Data's Day, where it literally follows Data across like everything he does, every little bit of minutia through the day. Yeah. And everything that happens. And so it was kind of you know, it takes your mind off it, because he's sitting here, you know, I did this on this such and such a day and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Like, just, but I've been having fun just going back and watching things that I haven't seen in some time, mostly those shows. But occasionally I'll jump into other things. Like, I have a couple DVDs here that I found sitting at my desk. Like the movie Pirates of Silicon Valley. I'm like, I haven't watched that in a long time, so I'm going to put it in and watch it. And then the other movie was Galaxy Quest. I'm like, so that's on next.
Yeah.
But very cool. And then recently I watched I have a Weird Al DVD. I have two different ones. I have one where it's live in concert from like the early 2000s, late 90s or something. Mm-hmm. And it has a few music videos on it, but it's mostly just live concert, which I've seen him in concert once before and he was awesome. But there's also this DVD that's only music videos. Like just specifically music videos. And it was released probably about 10 years ago. So it's not the most up-to-date thing, but you can still watch a lot of his big hit music video stuff. There's like maybe like 20 of them on there. But I randomly just put it in the other day, and I was like, oh, I'll just listen to this while I'm applying for work. And so it was something to listen to in the background. So
very cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun to kind of go back and do that through the summer, because you kind of get that time where nothing is really new on TV for the most part of your regular fall through spring programming.
Yeah, that's true. And at least now, you know, when you're watching Weird Al, you can hang out with him too.
Yeah. Playing his accordion.
That's right.
My son asked me, he says, what is the guy? And I'm like,
Weird Al. How does he not know yet? Like, you're supposed to be teaching him this stuff as soon as he comes out of the womb, man.
I teach him some things.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with Weird Al. There's nothing.
Say there was. I listened
no,
to
I know, but
it's not that my. Let's put it this way: I can't read a story and change the voice, like do the voices for certain. Like, I can't make up. Like, there's stories where there's not necessarily a voice. I just make up voices. Mm-hmm. For characters that I'm reading in the story, because otherwise I get bored. I do it, to be honest, not because of them. I do it because I need to do it, or I'm going to start yawning while I'm reading
right.
a lot.
Yep.
And so I change the voices of every time a character speaks. I will narrate in my regular voice for the rest of the reading, but I will change whatever the voice is to characters. And so it drives them nuts sometimes, depending on the story and the day. Ian's the one that doesn't really care for it. Nolan's like, yeah, do it. But.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So, yeah, I mean, and, you know, just, it's been a lot of life stuff going on. Like I said, with all the house stuff and everything else. And we just, like, right before, I think it was right before I forget when we recorded that last episode, whether it was before I left or after I got back. I think it was before I left. We went on vacation to visit her family in Columbia, Missouri, and did that, and or just a whole bunch of life stuff and getting all the podcasts done and whatever. In almost 1 week, I've recorded one episode's out already, but essentially I've recorded like 5 episodes of the Pullbag to get July done, so that way I can relax in July on the Pullbag and focus my attention elsewhere. I'm crazy, folks. I'm trying to get the Summer of Superheroes going over on Remote Control, our current TV podcast, where myself, DJ Valentine, and who the hell else knows who's going to show up for co-hosts on that. The Summer of Superheroes. Every current season from the beginning of all of the CW shows that are on air, not counting the Vixen thing and what, not counting the shorts and the things that show up on like CW Seed, but just Arrow, Flash, Legends, Supergirl, Black Lightning. We're going to cover in almost 10 episodes, we're going to cover every single season.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy because I have to go back and watch all of that.
Sucks to you.
Yeah, I just told DJ Valentine from Simplistic Reviews tonight, start watching Arrow Season 1 and Season 2 because I want to get recording on that. So,
yeah, I've watched those all so many times. I don't need a...
yeah, but you're like that, though.
I can memorize it.
Yeah. I have no memory anymore. My memory went out the window at least a year and a half ago. But Yeah, no, I need it fresh in my mind as I'm doing it. Like, I'll read a whole trade paperback of a comic or three or four issues of a comic that I'm supposed to be reviewing in the pullback. I'll read it like 2 hours before I record the show just so I can remember everything about the thing that I want to say. So there's that. I'm trying to think what else.
Well, one thing I'm excited about is there's mm-hmm. going to be a new Star Trek series, possibly with Patrick Stewart.
Ah, yes.
There's so many possibilities with this. I would love to have this new series with him in it. Whether it's true or not, I'm 100% down with that. Because Patrick Stewart's awesome and Picard mm-hmm. is awesome. I mean, granted, I mean, not that I wouldn't like to see like Shatner back, but he's like 88, so like there's not really Patrick Stewart's in his 70s. Like he's 77, so and he's still down for it. Like, and the last time we got any of the Star Trek: The Next Generation cast was in 2002's or not, yeah, 2002's Star Trek Nemesis. And that's the last time we saw Picard and co. So there's rumor he might be in a limited edition series on Captain Picard, although I would like to see him beyond being captain.
Yeah.
Like taking place years later. And I would love to see the TNG crew and DS9 and Voyager, like all of those people kind of come back to some capacity, or, I mean, not all of them, but just some of them. They said it might be just a reboot of The Next Generation, just as a limited edition, like 13 episode run.
Right.
Which would be kind of okay, but I mean, to see it like in a modern version of it, a modern take on everything that they had in it, which would be kind of interesting to see, you know, not trying to discovery it up, but just see what they do. But at the same time, I would like to see them continue where Nemesis left off. Maybe have John DeLancey show up. that would be awesome. I don't know. I'm weird like that. I like TNG like a lot. TNG and DS9 are probably the most solid of the series out of any of them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But all of the captains are pretty solid from all of them. So it's, I would so be down with this. So be down with it.
Yeah, very cool.
So
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. So back when Solo debuted, they debuted Funko Pops to go along with the movie release. Mm-hmm. I have Chewie with goggles and I have Han. Well, I just got The Last Jedi Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. So I've got him standing between Chewie and Han, and they both have guns, and the guns are both pointed at Luke. So Luke's gone. Bye-bye, Luke. He was the last Jedi, even though the Jedi Order will rise again.
You want to know something funny? What was that quote from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back that he said?
Yeah.
You don't mess with the Jedi Master.
Mm-hmm. You don't mess with the Jedi Master, son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, Han wouldn't win.
Well, obviously not, no. But
yeah.
Still.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny, but...
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's crazy. Crazy.
It is.
Crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I think that about rounds it out this week. I don't really see anything else. Although we did add a new show to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Yes, we did.
For those that don't know, we added Geek Responsibly,
mm-hmm.
Which is hosted by
Jenna Clark and Bridget something.
Yeah, I didn't get a last name. There's no last name on there, but she's just referred to as her first name. So anyways, the show is on episode 4. Episode 5 is coming shortly, I believe. And her podcast has joined our lineup here, and we finally have an all-female-run show with
yep.
very similar geeky views to us, and so it's awesome to welcome her to the Geekcast Radio Network. And don't know, maybe in some capacity you'll see her on some other shows in the future.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, just thought I'd mention that in this episode, and to check that out, it's on geekcastradio.com. In the meantime, as well, I figured out a couple other issues I was having with the new site, which I thought was going to severely hinder things. I was having this horrible problem where I was trying to update things,
mm-hmm.
and images and things weren't showing up on the main page, and I'm like, this cannot happen.
Yeah, really.
So I went through and I realized I hadn't cleaned my cookies in like 3 years on my computer. So I went through and purged them now that I don't need any of my stuff for my old job. Mm-hmm. Because I more so didn't clear them because it was more of a hassle for me to have to re-log into everything than it was worth, and so I've relogged into what I need to, but I cleared out all those cookies and it was like a breath of fresh air to the browser, because it was like I can breathe and I can load stuff again, like it, like all the sites that were having problems now work fine. I was like, that's awesome, thank you. I'm sure my computer was under the same thought, you know, thank you, I'm not dead anymore. But yeah, I don't know. I was a little scared because I was not sure what was going to happen, as far as that stuff's concerned.
Yeah. It's always crazy to do that, and you gotta make sure you do it. So
yeah. So yeah, I'm experimenting with a few things still on the new site. Especially with Dan doing predominantly video content at this point.
Right.
I need to ensure, more or less, that I can import it to the site. And the
right.
particular plugin I was using at the time on alteredgeek.com does not exist.
Oh.
It's not in the library, and there's nothing that I can find that does the same thing. And so I was like, this sucks. So I found another plugin that actually lets me download plugins.
Cool.
Which is kind of a cop out.
So
I can install it on the new site from the old plugin, from Altered Geek, and then import it. So it's kind of cool. So anyways, I just thought I'd throw in that little technical crap. So if anybody has comments, questions, suggestions for another episode of the podcast so that it's not an aimless rant on content, feel free to drop it in the comments area. I will have another feedback episode in the near future. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so at SCP21, and anything you'd like to pimp out and your...
Oh boy. At TFGN Mike on Twitter. Wait, what?
In short? Yeah. Well, I was saying like anything you'd like to pimp out in
short. Yeah. I'm at TFGN Mike on Twitter. Please follow me. I guess. I don't know.
Don't stalk him though. You'll scare him.
Not really. I've got a really, really violent cat, and my wife will run anybody over. especially now that we have a new car.
Cars for the win.
That's right.
I gotta get one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff to pimp out. 10 years of all things Transformers this year. That's
crap.
Coming. Yeah, holy crap. The Pullbags Autobotly August, which will also be featured on obviously All Things Transformers, that's coming up. I recorded two episodes with Dane Lamont from Punisher Body Count, punisherbodycount.com. We've recorded The Flash Season 0, which was the digital series way back when DC was doing weekly digital content. I think they are still doing that, but I don't know. But The Flash Season 0 trade, it's basically six stories that take place within the scope of Season 1 of The Flash from the CW, but they're not really connected. They're the show, but just listen, folks. It's in episode 311, wouldn't you believe?
Mike says just do it.
That's right. It's a Nike thing, folks. Episode 312, Dane returned. We finally, after 4 years, we finally finished off Cowl from Image Comics. We reviewed Volume 2, The Greater Good, of Kyle Higgins, Alex Siegel, and Rod Reiss's series entitled Cowl. So check that out. Optimus Solo and I are still plugging away at the worst He-Man cartoon ever, The New Adventures of He-Man on Powers of Grayskull series. Yeah, just a whole bunch of stuff, folks, is coming. Like I said earlier in the show, Summer of Superheroes, all the CW TV shows on remote control are coming. Whole bunch of stuff. Whole bunch of new stuff. Whole bunch of old stuff. All kinds of stuff. Just stuff.
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 Stuff, stuff, stuff.
That's right.
Stuff.
It's a good magazine.
No.
Yes, it is. Stop. No. Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
We don't endorse that here.
Stuff!
Broken. Oh, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness. So yep. Anyways, I think that about rounds this out before this turns into a giant dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.